For this Tuesday, December 30th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Posey County officials are launching a new program designed to help protect some of the community's most vulnerable residents. The Posey County Emergency Management Agency will roll out Project Lifesaver on January 1st, partnering with the Posey County Sheriff's Office and the Mount Vernon Police Department. The program is aimed at helping people with cognitive conditions such as Alzheimer's, dementia, and autism, conditions that can cause individuals to wander away from home or caregivers. Participants wear a bracelet on their wrist or ankle that contains a small transmitter with a unique frequency. If someone goes missing, emergency dispatch alerts trained search specialists who use Project Lifesaver tracking equipment to locate them quickly. Officials say the program is open to anyone diagnosed with a cognitive condition that increases the risk of wandering. Trail development across Indiana is getting a financial boost, including right here in Posey County. The Greenways Foundation has announced $82,000 in grants to support trail projects throughout the state. Posey County Trails is among the recipients, receiving $10,000 to help complete its first ever city-county trail plan. Officials say the funding will support long-term planning aimed at improving trail access, safety, and connectivity. This year, the foundation reviewed 21 grant applications, a significant increase from the previous average of just 4 per year. The surge reflects a growing demand for local trails as state funding declines and federal funding remains uncertain. The Greenways Foundation funds the program through private donations and Indiana's I Support Trails specialty license plate, which contributes $25 annually per plate. Hoosiers can support trail projects by purchasing the plate online or at any Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles location. Here in Posey County, an animal rescue group is thanking the community for their help and support during the holidays. New Life Rescue and Adoption posted pictures on their Facebook page of donations that have been made. The storage room in its new building is filled with pet food, treats, play toys, and more. They say the Posey County community continues to do a great job of stepping up and supporting their mission. The University of Southern Indiana has announced its 2026 Athletic Hall of Fame class, honoring 5 former athletes and 1 historic team. Headlining the class is Matt Chavarria, who helped lead the Screaming Eagles to the 2014 Division II National Championship, earning finals MVP honors as a relief pitcher. Softball standout Mackenzie Dorsum finished her career ranked among USI's all-time leaders in walks, runs, home runs, and RBIs, and was a 2-time All-American. Basketball star Anna Hackert was also a 2-time All-American and remains the program's all-time rebounding leader. Softball pitcher Brooke Harmoning still holds USI's career record for wins, innings pitched, and strikeouts. Baseball pitcher Craig Shoebridge, who played from 1993 until 1996, ranks first all-time in career shutouts. Rounding out the class is the 2002 USI volleyball team, the first in program history to reach and advance the NCAA tournament. The 2026 Hall of Fame class will be inducted on January 30th. Yesterday, Mount Vernon boys basketball played a pair of games in the Switzerland County Tournament and won both games. The Wildcats beat East Central 55-38 and then Hauser 58-57. Mount Vernon improves to 4-4 on the year, and they play in the championship game versus Tri-West tonight at 5 o'clock. North Posey girls basketball is back to game action this evening at Washington. They haven't played since the Toyota Classic on December 22nd and 23rd, where they went 1-2. The Lady Vikings are 8-6 on the season. Last night in local college sports, Evansville men's basketball lost a conference game at Bradley 76-68. A.J. Casey had 21 points off the bench in a losing effort for UE. The Purple Aces are 4-10 overall and 0-3 in the Missouri Valley Conference. They play again on Thursday at Illinois State at 2 o'clock. Evansville women's basketball fell at home in a conference game to Murray State 90-80. Cameron Runner scored 20 points for Evansville. UE women's basketball dropped to 2-11 and 0-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Their next game is on Saturday at home with Valparaiso at 3 o'clock. Finishing up with the NBA from Monday night, the Indiana Pacers lost their 9th straight game in Houston to the Rockets, 126-119. Pascal Siakam scored 23 points in a loss for Indiana. The Pacers are a league worst 6-27 on the season and return home tomorrow to play the Orlando Magic at 2 o'clock. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, December 30th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.